I cannot tell a lie.
We're marking President's Day today.
87 years ago.
This day observes the birthdays of George Washington and Abraham Lincoln.
A date which will live in infamy.
A day to honor all former presidents in the U.S.
But the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Happy President's Day.
It's showtime.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
So happy President's Day.
Happy Monday.
Yeah, let's just do that. Happy Monday weekend review coming up.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Happy Monday, happy President's Day. What a weekend.
Sticky Bun Day.
Yeah, what's more important to you, President's Day or National Sticky Bun Day?
I don't know. Put them together, it's Sticky President's Day.
There's got to be a president. Yeah.
Ooh, who are you thinking about?
There's got to be like a high school band selling sticky buns in Cameron Park this morning. Where are you at? Let us know.
Please bring them to the studio.
It's
ASAP.
National Grain-Free Day. I don't know what that means.
Nope.
It's International Mother Language Day. The mother language of the world is English. So I'm looking through the list here. Yeah, there's no big, nothing going on except for President's Day. A day set aside to remember back in the days when we actually liked the president. There you go.
What happened?
There was Washington. Later on, there was Lincoln. And after that, it went downhill. Now we're red and blue and everybody hates everybody. God bless America.
It's red and blue. There's no in-between. There's no purple.
No, there should be another color, but that's another thing. Hey, let's talk about the weekend. The wedding expo was great.
Venue at Liberty Valley. Thank you, guys. That was amazing. And so many brides getting their info together, getting their day planned, and big smiles. They were so excited.
And it was a new age wedding expo. It wasn't like expos I've done for 40-plus years. There was no runway. There was no fashion show. There was no in-your-face. It was a laid-back kind of thing where today's age, brides are walking by, looking at vendors, and then Googling them while they look. A step into the future, and it was done well. Like you said, thanks to the venue.
Yeah, we had Three Dogs Vino there, Beautiful Delights, West Branch Rental, Mary Kay, LT's DJ Service, Diva & Company Salon, and so many more. They were awesome.
25 vendors and a lot of people, hundreds of people. And we handled it in two sessions, so everybody wasn't all bunched in like some wedding expos.
Saw a lot of pictures for the Happy Hearts Hop. My cousin actually went and said they had a great time. So,
oh, good.
Yeah, that was on Friday. Started out at McGuigan's and had the appetizer. Then they went to Midtown Bistro and Santana's Silverito and then ended up at Eclipse Brewery. Saturday, I ended up going back in style at the Peppermint Throwdown at the Duck Inn. So, my friend Donna and I literally ducked in. It was packed. It was great.
A good time.
It was cool. They had like all the pictures from back in the day at the Pep up on a screen. And I think I saw myself once. I spent a lot of weekends. Maybe not.
Sure. I don't know.
No.
You may or may not have been there.
I was at
21.
My friend's studying, Mom.
Yeah, sure you are. There is a lot going on in Sunbury right now. A lot of good things. And one of them would be that Duck Inn. Some of the new businesses in Sunbury, amazing. Yeah. Great things happening in Shamokin. Yeah. I mean, this whole Central PA is coming back to life.
I got to say, somebody that just moved back after 20 years, I was very shocked. Pleasantly at how much I've seen it grow. I've heard little smatterings here and there, but to see it in person, I'm like, all right, let's do this.
Yeah, so everybody doing Central PA, I hope you had a great weekend, too.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Late night TV, yeah. Well, Bill Maher did his gig over the weekend like he always does. He's talking about the Super Bowl. Bill, I mean, really? I mean, do we really still need to talk about the Super Bowl?
No.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Hey, we're champions. We won the Super Bowl here in LA. It was exciting to see. Oh, and that moment after the game when one of the Rams players, Taylor Rapp, I think is his name, is a safety, he proposed to his girlfriend right there on the field. And then the owners fined him for taking a knee.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
For the last time. You okay with this?
A little bittersweet.
Because you're getting used to this music. You didn't like it at first, but now you're like, Yeah. And then once you got over the hump of not seeing Kevin running up the hall with a torch, then it was kind of, it's been fun. Karina's Olympic updates, they've been fun.
You had more fun with the music, but yes, it's been fun.
Our final medal count looks like the Winter Olympics once again belong to Norway. Yeah. Norway always does it because it's cold there.
It's their homeland. 37 medals, man. Woo.
Wow.
Beat the Russians of cheating.
The Olympic Committee of Cheating, yes.
Okay. At 32, Germany at 3 with 27. Canada swooped in at 26 at number 4. And we landed at number 5. I guess it's not too shabby, but no, we're used to a top 3. So you get spoiled and then you're like, get it together, U.S.
So, okay, whatever. The Winter Olympics are over. I feel bad for NBC. They lost millions of dollars or billions of dollars or who cares? Listenership way down. It's like nobody cared.
I don't know. I hate to say this and I'll probably get flack for it, but I just think maybe it had to do a certain country that it was into and I don't know.
Yeah,
just
maybe.
A lot of, I don't know.
Everybody hates everybody nowadays. They could probably move the Olympics to the Bahamas and people still wouldn't show up. Yeah. I don't know.
I feel like people like the Summer Olympics sometimes a little more too. I don't know.
Last night's closing ceremony is still kind of lame.
And now I have to mark the end of this unforgettable Olympic experience.
Unforgettable?
I declare the 24th Olympic Winter Games Beijing 2022 closed.
Now get out of my country!
Yeah. I almost fell asleep during that clip. It's like going to church on Sunday afternoon on a hot summer day and the pastor's up there, I declare.
It's like that unwelcome guest at home that just won't leave. You're like, go.
Party's over, Uncle Charlie. There's the door.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
We should address the weekend situation that I posted on Facebook where my phone went off twice. I guess everybody's did. Somebody said theirs went off 3 times, but it was for an impending snow squall, which was pretty wicked. But for some people like you in Lewisburg,
I got nothing. Like, it was just wet outside. I even watched. I'm like, it's on the radar. It's here. It's here.
So I went out on my deck and took a selfie, and it was snowing pretty hard, but it didn't show up on the selfie. But anyway.
You had it on your shirt a little
bit. I sent a message to family and my brother said I was in the grocery store. An entire grocery store worth of cell phones went off. I thought Putin was in aisle 3.
Funny.
But yeah, I tend to think like some things we overreact on and then other things
I mean, don't
we
get me wrong. I wouldn't have wanted to be on like I-80 going 70 when that hit. Already.
Yeah, but if you're on I-80 going 70 and your phone goes off, you swerve off the
exactly.
road anyway. Oh my God.
Let me give you this obnoxious Come alert on. To divert your driving in this dangerous snow squall.
I thought it was totally uncalled for. I think the emergency alert system is a joke.
This was obnoxious. I'm like, is the world ending? What's going on here?
Now, given that, we have some viral comedy.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Look it up later, but this British comedian, Matt Green, is going viral by posting a video talking about a snowstorm, or any kind of storm, really. Talking about it like it's a
COVID.
Pending pandemic.
Stay indoors. No, thank you. This is all about government control. They don't want us outside. I wonder why. Well, if I want to fly a kite, I'm going to fly a kite. They just want to keep us frightened. I don't know anyone who's died in a storm. In fact, the last time I went out in a storm, I just got a bit wet. Explain that, storm mongers. Ah, but did those trees fall during the storm or because of the storm? Most of those trees were old anyway, and they had weak roots. Probably wouldn't have lasted more than a couple of decades.
Now that's funny stuff. Watch the whole video when you get the time. He's treating a pending snowstorm like people treated COVID. You know, I was waiting for the words fake news to come in there, but he's not American, so he didn't use that phrase.
I love his accent.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Look it up later.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
So maybe we didn't need those 2 alarms on Saturday for a pending snow squall.
I hope it doesn't become a thing because that was obnoxious.
Yes, I'm with you. Please don't make it a thing.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Stay with us. Your chance to win some of Karina Carr's crap coming up in just a few minutes because you know what it's like to move. And when you move, you have boxes with things in them that shouldn't have come with you.
Yeah. And you're like, what do I put this now?
I mean, our first prize today probably could have stayed in the bathroom in Florida.
Probably, but I've got a little more shelf space, so I'm giving away my jewels.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Oh my! She's giving away her jewels. Are they the family jewels?
Yeah,
are they?
You'll find out. Maybe it's a question you can ask. Songs on the radio.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
You couldn't help yourself.
You knew I'd come up with cheesy music.
Yeah,
I mean, come
for
on.
A cheesy contest.
There you go. But hopefully you love this. First thing in the morning, Monday morning, it's time for Karina Carr's Crap. She moved here from Florida, and she's got a lot of leftover trinkets and treasures, or trash. And she wants you to win, but we're not going to make it easy. I like that part. Anyway, we're not going to make it easy. You have to call Karina and ask her a question because this has a twofold purpose. You win a prize, but you also get to know Karina a little bit better.
Right? And again, this is some reason why. I don't know why, but it's wide open for any question you want to ask me.
Any question you want to ask.
The only kiosk is that Tom has to say that it's a good enough question to win, but I feel like that will pretty much be
you know me already.
A softball.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, today's prize is
a bedazzled shower caddy, which you can find on our Facebook page to really check it out. But are the diamonds real or not?
I don't know. Are they cubic zirconia or not?
Know.
They could be real African diamonds.
Could be Tiffany's, could be Zales, could be Dollar
crap.
Tree.
Could be crap. Dollar Tree. Yeah, there you go. All right. So do you have a question you want to ask Karina so you can win her crap?
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
You can feel the excitement in the air, can't you?
Yeah.
Hear that? 1-800.
Don't all jump at once.
There you go. 1-800-326-94KX. I've got all day. I'll wait, so help me.
We will have a winner.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
More late night TV with Bill Maher, and still to come, birthday buddies.
Morgan in the Morning.
94KX.
California, the first state now to declare that we are at the endemic stage of the corona thing. I'm not sure what that means, but it has end in it. Endemic, yeah, the endemics. I think it's kind of like marriage. You live with it, but you ignore it. That's
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies.
Yay.
Birthday buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go.
No Lynn Hall today.
No.
She just came back. Where is she?
I don't know.
What the heck?
Maybe there was a cat emergency.
Okay, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe.
You never know.
Celebrity birthdays first. Blanket Jackson is 20 years old today.
Does that cover all the Jacksons?
Blanket Jackson. Real name, Prince Michael Jackson II.
Hmm.
That was the baby that was dangling off the balcony years and years ago.
Oh, gosh, I remember that, yes.
Back in 02. All right. For you X-Men fans, Sophie Turner is 26. See, she was Sansa Stark on Game of Thrones as well.
Okay.
So there you go.
Is that Cordon Bleu?
I'm going down the line, and I don't really see anybody who... Yeah, Corbin Bleu, whatever. 33 years old.
Jennifer Love Hewitt, I recognize
high school
that one.
Musical, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going
43,
down the line.
43, wow. Mary Chapin Carpenter, 64.
Why are you picking out the bad ones? What's that?
It's all in the eye of the beholder there.
Kelsey Grammer, 67.
Oh, yeah, see.
There you go.
I love Fraser.
Fraser Crane. That's pretty cool. And if you were with us on Friday, we said we announced the birthday of Molly Ringwald. Her mother, her actual mother, actually forgot her birthday. Isn't that weird because of 16 candles, right?
You were there for that moment there, Mama.
Yeah, it's very weird.
You'll have to buy lunch today. I didn't have time to fix your carrots. Now, don't give me that pouty look of yours. You can eat your carrots when you get home.
That's it? You don't have anything else to say to me today?
What would you like me to say, Sam? Come on now, honey. You're going to miss the bus. Have a good day.
Bye now.
I can't believe this. They forgot my birthday.
This is exactly the way Karina's going to act tomorrow when I don't say happy birthday to her. That scene from 16 Candles with Molly Ringwald.
Wow, you're just cruel.
Well, so is Molly's mom. But in real life, the story goes on, in real life, Molly Ringwald's real mom forgot to call her and texted her later with, sorry, I forgot your 18th birthday.
Tom, has that ever happened to you?
My parents forgetting my birthday? Mm-hmm. Everybody forgets my birthday because it's at Christmas. And it's like, they don't care.
So I'm okay with it.
You get used to it after a while. It's all right. So, hey, did you have a nice Christmas? Yeah. Did you have a nice New Year's? Yeah. What else? Are you missing anything? No.
No. No.
All right. Hey, let's take a look at the local celebrities with or without Lynn Hall. We call them...
Birthday buddies.
Yes, we do. Happy birthday to Anne-Marie Stoud. She's 63.
And my screen just went crazy.
I got you covered. Brian Hendrickson from Danville is 43 today. You back?
Nope, keep going.
Christopher Lowe from Duncannon is 29. Happy birthday to Joanna Geyer from Dornsife. She's 38 years old
today.
All
right, now I'm back. Marcy Grove is 38. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Marco Florentino. Fiorellino from Bloomsburg, 49.
Think it's Italian? I don't know. Marie Hummel from Northumberland is 64. Happy birthday.
Megan Bollinger from Selins Grove is 39 today.
Monica Brubaker from Northumberland is 36.
Happy birthday to Sarah Burns from Winfield, 24.
Shaddon? Oh, I like that name. Shaddon Rice from Middleburg is 45. Happy birthday.
Sounds Irish. I don't know, though. Tina Troutman from Shamokin is 51 today.
And Tony Kalkick is 70. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Trissa Griffiths from Shamokin. She is 36 today.
Nothing on Facebook, but we did get a call. Alicia Buck in Mifflinburg, happy 38th birthday. Your mama called that in.
Yeah, and Alicia's got the day off on her birthday.
Yes, because of President's Day.
And?
What?
She works at a bank.
Well, yeah, because of presents. All the banks and schools, they always get it off.
I just wanted to mention she worked at a bank because you don't have off.
You can't get money today, and you got to deal with kids.
I don't know which one's worse, but anyway, happy birthday. Each and every day at this time, we call them...
Birthday buddies. Mm-hmm.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
How old are you?
94. She's 94, and she's going tubing. I'd be afraid I'd break something.
Yeah, I do that on day that ends in Y.
Well, yeah, that's true, too.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
It's some good news.
Don't tell me it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
So I don't know if you've known about the universal signal that you're in trouble. It's holding your hand up with your thumb into your palm, and then you take all four fingers across of it. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what happened here at a Starbucks. Texas mother thanking the barista for helping and looking out for her daughter.
This man came by and noticed what she was studying and wanted to talk to her about it. He, I think, just kind of became really animated and kind of loud about it. A Starbucks employee handed her a cup and said, somebody left this drink behind. It's the hot chocolate.
And the message was on the cup.
Yes, and it said basically, if you need help, please let us know. And that was just so cool.
That was amazing and a very scary situation indeed. All right, let's turn to fun good news. You're 94 years old. And you go tubing for the first time.
All right, you ready to go tubing?
Yeah, boy.
Have you ever been tubing before? How old are you?
94.
94. All right, let's go tubing.
That was fun.
That was fun.
Oh my gosh, she says
the ride of her life.
That Texas accent. That was fun. I was like, all right, man. The things they do at senior centers now are just amazing. So, hey, Grandma, you're 94 years old. You want to go tubing for the first time. What do we say? You go ahead on, man.
Go on with your bed, so.
Yeah. And that's our good news.
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
If your group has good news, we want to hear about it. Send it to Mark Lawrence, especially all that good local news that's going on. And we'll bring it to you every morning.
On Morgan in the Morning. WQKX.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Movie Mike's in the house for the E! Report. I hope it's good news. Because, you know, celebrities only seem to die on the weekend. I don't know why.
Wow.
But anyway, Mike's on the way. It's Morgan in the Morning.
94.1 WQKX. And now, with all the dirt from Hollywood, here's Movie Mike with a 94KX Entertainment Report.
All right, let's welcome this evening's entertainment.
Sometimes mothers really do know best, especially Tom Holland's. When he filmed Spider-Man Homecoming, she called Marvel to make sure he got more bathroom breaks after he told her he couldn't go in his zipperless costume. That is a good mom.
Every six-year-old kid has the same problem at the school Halloween parade.
Yes, right. Can't get out of the costume. It's true. During an appearance on Live with Kelly and Ryan, Tom said he was often in the suit for 11 hours a day, wanted to impress the studio, and therefore didn't want them to think he needed bathroom breaks. But during one of his daily phone calls to his mom, he complained about not being able to relieve himself. 2 days later, the producer came up to him asking how his kidneys were doing, then told him how his mom had called. Holland said, quote, "My mom called up the biggest studio in the world and was like, give my son more toilet breaks." So Spider-Man, you know, he can swing from a web, he can climb up buildings, he just can't relieve himself easily.
Should have taken a lesson from a NASCAR driver.
He should have put it in your writer.
Just let it go.
Right. Or the Ghostbusters, that yellow tube on the Ghostbusters outfit. They revealed that's what that's for.
Buying some Depends, okay? Jeez.
Depends, all kinds of things they could do.
Where is this entertainment report going?
Well, nobody died this week, so we have all goofy stories.
So there's that.
That's kind of good.
Okay.
Courtney Cox didn't realize how strange she looked after undergoing cosmetic procedures. The 57-year-old actress admitted she initially tried to fight looking older with various injections and other treatments, but eventually realized that she went, quote, crazy, and is now trying to age gracefully. Courtney said she reached a point where she thought, quote, "I'm actually looking really strange with injections and doing stuff to my face that I would never do now."
Wait. I thought that like 10 years ago when I saw her. I was like, what did she do to herself? So she just now realizing this?
She's just now realizing this, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
put the Botox down.
Yes, exactly.
Lord.
She says she still feels pressure to look good. She said, quote, "The scrutiny is intense, but I don't know if it could be more intense than what I put on myself." So, yeah, she's looking in the mirror now and realizing she doesn't quite recognize herself anymore.
She needs to maybe talk to somebody.
Hey, Courtney, Springsteen's not on the phone wanting you in a video, okay? Right. Just sit down.
Your day is done.
Yes.
Exactly. And looking at the box office, hey, we're talking about Tom Holland again. His new movie, Uncharted, opened at number one with $44 million. Channing Tatum's Dog came in second place with $15 million. It only cost $15 million to make, so they're going to make some nice bank on that.
Here it comes, yeah.
Tom Holland again, Spider-Man No Way Home, came in third with $7 million. Death on the Nile was fourth with $6 million. And Jackass Forever rounds out the top five with $5
million. Is that still your favorite?
I still like Jackass Forever. I saw an upcoming movie this weekend that I think is, I'm not saying it's going to be the best movie of the year, but it's definitely going to be my favorite movie of the year.
That's
so I'm hoping to review it for you on Friday. I think it's opening locally, but I'm going to wait and see.
All right. Come back on Friday, all right?
See you then.
All right. Mike, you're allowed to go to the bathroom now.
Oh, thank you.
No problem.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
I'm not going to use the cheesy game show music for this because we had a wonderful time at the 2022 Wedding Expo at the venue at Liberty Valley.
This is beautiful.
And our grand prize is a four-hour limo trip for a lucky bride and groom. It's worth $750.
Wow.
And right here.
In the trusty box.
I think I cracked it. Anyway, right here. Is all the entries.
Yes.
And I'm going to open the lid of the box, and I just want you to reach down deep or mix them up or do whatever you want and pull one out, and we'll find out who our lucky winner is. Keep in mind, there's door prizes from our wedding expo that are going to be given away all day today on our Facebook page. All of our vendors have a prize to give away, but this prize right here is the grand prize. And
I'm digging around.
Oh, look at all the ink pens are still in there. Anyway, keep mixing them up and mixing them up.
All right. Are we ready?
Yeah. What do we got?
Kaylee Mull.
You've got a limo package from Susquehanna Valley Limousine, a four-hour wedding package worth $750.
She hit every venue on here, man.
Yeah, details on our Facebook page. And again, all day long, more prizes.
Yep, with Morgan in the Morning.
WQKX.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the Goodie Room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Yes,
Tom's
it is.
Top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, let's get started. Quick, name every single president in the United States. No, never mind. Today is President's Day. It's a day set aside, really, to mark two of our great presidents, George Washington and Abraham Lincoln. However, you're supposed to honor all former presidents. Mm-hmm. All of them.
Keywords all. Regardless of what you think.
Even if you don't like them. So suck it up just for this one day, and let's come together and appreciate everyone who's taken on this difficult job. Even if you think you could do better.
Which I don't, and you don't. We'd be fired immediately. But in a new poll, 48% of men said they'd be interested in being president, and along with 31% of women. That's actually shocking. I thought there'd be more Karens in the world, but whatever.
It's weird. 63% of them say their performance would be much better. Don't think so. Sorry, not going to happen. And what was that? 7% said they'd be worse than average.
Worse than
average. I love that expression.
At least they're honest. Worse than average.
You come home from work today, honey, how was your day?
Worse than average.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
How do you top that? Our parting shot talks about how presidents age.
Very descriptive, too.
Yeah, some of them...
I love Wanda.
They win, and then they...
Age.
Age.
Not so gracefully sometimes, too.
It's on the way. Stay with us.
It's Morgan in the Morning.
94KX.
Small businesses, they really make the things go round here in our community. We teamed up with First Commonwealth Bank, and so we've gotten tons of people in our inbox on our Facebook Messenger page, and that's really how you do it, nominating small businesses all here in Central PA. And you're going to get that chance to nominate them, and then you're going to vote on these stories that we share on our Facebook page, the business with the biggest impact. We're going to announce that on February 25th, and they will receive a 3 to 5 minute promotional video filmed by yours truly right here at SBC Media Partners.
That's kind of exciting because I agree with you. Local business is what makes our local community go round. I mean, I'm not knocking on the chains, but I don't do them. I do
it's
local
places.
It's
easy to buy chain stuff, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, I do local, and I love local, and I've enjoyed watching some of them. Like, I don't have any tattoos, and I don't really feel like getting one, but I love ink. So when that one shop got nominated, I was riveted by looking at their story.
It's artistry.
I thought it was great. Yeah.
I mean, and I will say moving home from a lot of big cities over the years, you don't get that. You might have a little mom and pop here and there, but there are so many things that I just love seeing in the area, like the Amish country stores and the produce places and just all these little places that just are nooks and crannies all throughout Central Pennsylvania. And it's just, you can't get it anywhere else. I love
That's why we're calling it Small Biz Big Impact with First Commonwealth Bank. So think of that business and get nominating.
Yeah, all you have to do is go to our Facebook Messenger, tell them who you're nominating and why they're so awesome. And we'll showcase that on our Facebook page. And then again, you guys will vote on the winner.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Chad Evans on the way next, Alicia Taylor this afternoon, Sam Tyler tonight. There's the lineup. Have a happy President's Day. Do you have a favorite president? Do people even have them anymore?
Well, you know my answer to this because tomorrow's my birthday and it's also George Washington's birthday.
So George Washington is your go-to?
Yes.
If I had to go way back, maybe Lincoln, Honest Abe, he's pretty cool. But
when I was in kindergarten, they had to you had to know your birthday, so I could just go up to the calendar and look for George Washington's birthday and then let me
know. That's the way you remembered your birthday, George Washington?
I mean, eventually caught on. Get off my butt, okay?
Our parting shot today is from Wanda Sykes. We love her.
Love her.
She talks about how when you become a president, you're a fine young man, but by the time you're done, you're not so fine looking anymore.
Presidents! They've all aged while in office, right? They age while in office because the job is so stressful that it affects you physically. We've seen it. Obama, first 2 years, President Obama went totally gray. His face started drooping, got all droopy in the face. And one time I was like, is that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar? George W. Bush, he shrunk 4 inches. At one point, he was looking like Gollum from The Lord of the Rings. Ah, my precious! Bill Clinton, he grew that bulb on the tip of his nose. Bill Clinton looked like the man on the operation board.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.